Real quick, we're going to go up to, I believe, New York. I believe that's where he is. Our next guest by the name of Brandon Robinson. You can follow him on Twitter, at Scoop B. Now, Brandon is joining us because of this. His tweet the other day. The Philadelphia 76ers have offered Markelle Fultz, Zaire Smith, Wilson Chandler, and a 2021 first-round draft pick in exchange for Jrue Holiday. Brandon joins the show now. Good morning, Brandon, and thanks for hopping on.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Look at that. A little Twitter hookup leads to an on-air interview. Glad to have you a part of the show this morning.
Of course, and I'll add, I am a proud alum of Eastern University out on the main line, so I'm very familiar with the Philadelphia area.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. And you were up in New York yourself doing a little bit. You have a podcast as well as kind of freelance around doing work all over the city. Why don't you give yourself a plug so that people can get a little more familiar with you?
Well, actually, the name of my podcast is the Scoopy Radio Podcast. We've got 3.5 million streams last year.
Nice.
In addition to that, 2.5 million in 2017. I'm actually a senior writer at a site called Basketball Society. I contribute to Heavy.com.
Awesome.
I actually started at MSG Network this week as well.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's awesome
Thank
stuff.
You. Thank you, brother.
So obviously, that's a pretty big rumor you got your ears on the other day. Why don't you talk about the proposed rumor that the Sixers would be sending the Pelicans? How real is it? How much, how many offers are they getting for Jrue? Are they committed to moving on from Jrue, et cetera, et cetera? Floor is yours, Brandon.
Well, I got a text message from a reliable source that basically shared with me that the Sixers were looking to move forward Wilson Chandler as well as Markelle Fultz and a 2019 first rounder and a 2021 first round pick that they got from the Heat in exchange for Jrue Holiday. I got that message about Wednesday or Thursday. And the same person who actually gave me that information was the person who tipped me off on the deal with Kristaps Porzingis minus Porzingis. I broke that story on.
Yeah, I was going to say you had that about 4 days before anybody else had that one.
Actually, I had it the 16th of January when Dennis Smith and Carlisle were going through whatever they were going through out in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I got tipped off that the Knicks and the Mavericks were talking. And then when Dennis Smith's agent and Dennis Smith spoke with the Mavs, the talk kind of died down. So I got a text message like, they said, hey, you're all right. You pretty much got the deal right. The only thing I didn't have was Porzingis.
Yeah.
We met with the Knicks the other day. I'm like, daggone it. But I had, Dennis Smith and also Wes Matthews that was part of the deal. And on the Knicks side, Tim Hardaway Jr. Went as well as Courtney Lee. So things changed when he was in the NBA, but, I'm trusting my source on this one. I do know that not only are the Sixers interested in Jrue Holiday, I do know that the Hornets are interested in Jrue Holiday as well. So he's a piece that's highly coveted, and what great things for the Sixers to have the process completed by bringing in Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, life is a circle, and that would complete it all. He wasn't one of the first pieces, but he was the first piece of the knockdown rebuild, and it would be a little poetic for him to return. But, I'm of the belief that if you're adding a Jrue Holiday, that's an elite two-way player. That's exactly what this team is kind of missing there as a perimeter player. If they were to get Jrue Holiday, do you believe that the Sixers could legit compete for the Eastern Conference?
I do. I think when you look at the Eastern Conference right now, you've got a log jam. Obviously, Milwaukee is doing what Milwaukee does, and I think they're very underrated and slept on because they're a smaller market. Boston was expected to do bigger things. It's still a process in waiting. And I think, obviously, the Toronto Raptors are the team to beat. They added Nick Nurse, a guy who was the architect for that offense. And in addition to that, you added Danny Green from San Antonio, as well as Kawhi Leonard, the Laughmaster. So when you look at all of that in the equation, you have Philly. Honestly, really and truly, I do think that earlier in the season, Philadelphia has played beneath their privilege. I think there's room to improve. But I think they will. I think you add a guy like Jrue Holiday to that roster, you add a guy that is a 2K player's dream, a guy that can play the point guard and a two-guard position, and get some jumpers. I heard you on the radio talking about Ben Simmons before you got me on. He misses a jumper. I come from the era of Jason Kidd playing for the New Jersey Nets. They called him Ace Kidd because he lacked a jumper.
Yep.
There's no J in Ben Simmons' name.
Yeah.
I definitely think that there are some things.
And Kidd found himself enshrined up in Springfield, Massachusetts, didn't he?
he's kind of a big freaking deal.
Yeah, certainly. No, I mean, I think what Ben Simmons has been doing over the past 2 months is truly a sight to behold. You know, there's not many guys in the league that can give you what he does defensively. I think that's the most underrated aspect of his game. And you know, I think he's one of the best passers in the game. So even without a Jay, he can still dominate the league. And to me, if you add somebody like Drew Holiday, that's really going to help and pay dividends versus a Celtics, a Bucks, or a Raptors come playoff time. And it's sure. It's hard not to dream about.
For sure. I mean, when you look at the Sixers, I mean, I look at the championship, the team, the Eastern Conference championship team. You had Eric Snow at the point guard. You had Iverson at the two. Is there a chance you could really move Ben Simmons to at least the two or handing point guard by committee with Drew Holiday?
Yeah.
I mean, I really think that would spell him, allow Ben Simmons to create his own shot, not take anything away from him, but add on. I really think that's something that you could do. And also, I think people forget how close Drew Holiday and general manager Elton Brand are. They were teammates.
That's true. It's a very good point.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you, come buyout season, you still want to be looking at Jamal Crawford. I on my podcast, Scoopy Radio, over the summer, I had Jamal Crawford on it. One thing that the Sixers are missing is shooting. Don't be surprised if the Phoenix Suns may try to enter some type of buyout with Jamal Crawford, and he still might find his way to the Philadelphia Sixers, sources tell me. So you may want to look at the Sixers as a team that can really, really compete in the second half of the season. I'm not betting against them.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamal Crawford was a guy that I wanted them to sign. You know, he was still hanging out there around the time training camps were kicking off, and I'm going, hey, he's a veteran scorer with a J. Why would you not want him on your bench? So that would make me happy if he was to find his way out. Let's talk about some of the potential veteran buyout guys, because, you know, Courtney Lee from the Knicks was a guy I thought potentially the Sixers could have interest in. Now Wes Matthews up there. I know the Knicks are saying, no, we're hoping these guys groom the youth and we're not going to be better in buying them out. I think they're just saying that before the trade deadline. Once the trade deadline passes, do you see either of DeAndre Jordan or Wesley Matthews becoming veteran buyouts? You mentioned Jamal Crawford. Any other guys that jump out at you that could help the Sixers in that veteran buyout type of market?
I think when you're talking Sixers, Jamal Crawford is your man. I want to just add something. Had Jared Bayless not been under contract, you know, he was under the old regime,
uh-huh,
under Colangelo. Colangelo was friends with Bayless's shooting coach, connected through Arizona.
Of course.
And basically that's how they connected. And had Bayless not been under contract, Jamal Crawford would have signed with the Sixers this summer. Again, there's another Elton Brand connection there. They were teammates with the Chicago Bulls in his rookie year. So there's a lot of connections there. But what I'll say to you is this. I spoke to someone last night that said Wes Matthews is more likely. DeAndre Jordan, I haven't heard anything of the such. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But I do think that the Sixers could use some premium guard, whether it be the swingman position or the two, three. They're interchangeable, these things, to be the model. But Wes Matthews, I can see him getting a buyout. Going to Philadelphia, I don't know. That sounds like everybody's thinking everyone should go to the Lakers. I do know that I had Chris Sheridan, NBA Insider, on the Scoopy Radio podcast in November. He told me that he liked both Carmelo Anthony either going to the Lakers or the Philadelphia 76ers. The Lakers seem more likely at this point, with the Chicago Bulls waiving him actually yesterday. So, you know, whether Carmelo Anthony goes to the Lakers will be contingent upon what the Lakers do with the Pelicans in the trade for Anthony Davis. And that's what I have right now as far as buyouts and acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
In November, I was hearing rumblings about J.R. Smith potentially joining the Sixers. This was right before Korver was actually traded back to the Utah Jazz. So I don't think that that's likely. I wrote something over at Heavy.com today that, again, if the Lakers are able to pull Anthony Davis, you may likely see J.R. Smith as well as Carmelo Anthony on the Los Angeles Lakers roster.
Hmm. As far as Anthony Davis, would you bet today that he's traded before the deadline? Or do you think that's something the Pelicans hold in their back pocket to the offseason to deal with then?
I'll tell you what. My daddy taught me in college, don't bet on games. I used to bet on NBA Live when I was in my dorm room at Eastern University. I lost some Mitchell and Ness jerseys in that betting process. So, a drink of water. I bet you a drink of water,
yeah,
that it'll come pretty close. And if it's not, Anthony Davis is still going to become a Los Angeles Laker, because in 2020, he will be able to walk on his own terms. I think it's just a very slippery slope right now. I was reporting about the Anthony Davis situation back in, like, right before Halloween. And, you know, I have written you know, basically Pelinka has a myriad of different, and Magic have a board of like a myriad of different trade proposals. One of them was a potential three-team trade with the Orlando Magic that would include Nikola Vucevic, big man over in Orlando.
He's having a great year.
Yeah, so, you know, Orlando has to decide whether they're going to re-sign him, whether they're going to re-sign Terrence Ross, or both. I've also heard it where Mobamba may actually be movable and not Vucevic. So, I mean, the NBA right now is just a big maze.
Yeah.
I don't want to put nothing on it because you Philly fans are mean on Twitter. I'm going to tell my mama.
Yeah, we're a bit nuts here. We care a little bit too much, I would say. Is the Drew Holiday trade contingent on moving AD, or do you think that's something that they want to see what happens with AD, or do you think they would move him before knowing how that shakes out?
I think that if the Pelicans are telling you that they are building a tradition or a championship team, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. I think right now, and maybe it's Ben Franklin, that's a little bit more local.
Yeah, yeah.
What I said was this. I do think that in order for Drew Holiday to move, they've got to first work out what's going on with Anthony Davis. Because I think that with Drew Holiday, it's a lot of nostalgia for you Sixers fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I think before anything happens, the Davis thing has to be figured out. So I think it'll be a domino effect. If Davis goes, you may see a Holiday move. But the Sixers need some help. So I think it could be a circular motion. Everybody can get involved. But I do like the thought of Drew Holiday on that team. I think it makes them an even bigger contender.
Absolutely.
Than they are.
Yeah. Brandon, last one for you. You're up in New York. You know, a lot of my buddies are up there. They're Knicks diehards, and they're clinging for dear life here. You know, they're talking about Zion all season long. And obviously, they freed up a lot of potential cap space. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard the rumors that go around the NBA. Durant and Kyrie to MSG, all that. And Kyrie's comments the other day were pretty interesting. Basically, I don't owe bleep to anyone. Do you think Knicks fans have real hope to believe that two superstars could be coming there in the offseason?
No, I know Kyrie. and what I'll say is this. He was frustrated. I think in the world of aggregation, people can hang on a quote just like they did with Kevin Durant on that toxic comment. He never said LeBron was toxic. He said situations are toxic. And so I think when you look at the video, what Kyrie said, he was frustrated. But this is the guy that told you the world is flat and he was trolling you. And this is the guy in Boston who told you in front of a packed house that if you had me, I'll come back. It wouldn't hold up in court. I like Kyrie. But at the same time, he's going to do what's best for him. And I also think he's trolling all of y'all.
Yeah, maybe.
Really hold him at his word.
But what, he grew up in North Jersey, you know, those MSG lights, that's a real draw. It's hard for me not to think he wants to be there a little bit, bring the Knicks back to New York.
I give you something better. I give you two scenarios. One, his dad is from the South Bronx. His godfather is Rod Strickland.
Yep, that's why he's such a great around-the-rim finisher. He learned from Rod.
And also, his father played at Boston University.
Right. So he's got draws to both.
He's got draws to both. So I don't think that the ties to West Orange, New Jersey, where he's from, has anything to do with it. I think it has more to do with what's best and what's on paper. And I think teams have been doing that for years. Players are doing it for years. And people get mad at players. If you guys were waived from your job tomorrow, it would be a company casualty. Nobody would care. But if you took your brand and went somewhere else, people will be saying, well, why did they do that? I think that's the difference and change in today's sports culture.
Yeah.
Players know their worth.
And they have a lot of control. The players in the NBA have a lot of control, and good on them. That's something as a player you'd love to have, and the NBA allows them to have that.
Yep. Know yourself, know your worth, as Drake would say.
Absolutely. Brandon, I really appreciate you hopping on. It was insightful. At Scoop B Radio, or Scoop B on Twitter, the Scoop B Radio podcast you can check out as well. I've been following you for a little while, and I appreciate you hopping on, man.
Gentlemen, make sure to check out the podcast. Love to have you on as well. Available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Awesome. Hit me up anytime, Brandon. Thanks for hopping on.
My man. Take
all right,
care.
Talk to you. See ya. That is Brandon Robinson from New York at Scoop B on Twitter. He's the one that had the Zaire Smith, Markel Fultz, Wilson Chandler 2021 pick in exchange for Drew Holiday. It's hard not to get excited about the possibility of Drew Holiday. I also thought it was interesting that Brandon thinks Jamal Crawford is going to end up a Sixer as well. He basically told you that Jared Bayless was the reason he wasn't here in the offseason. And as a veteran buyout in Phoenix, potentially, maybe Jamal Crawford can find his way here. I'd be all in favor for it. It's a bad situation, you know, when anybody can help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.